I am so happy that you are tuning in right now. If it's the first time you're listening, warmly, warmly welcome. And if you're a regular listener, I am so grateful to have you here. My name is Annette, and together with my sister Suzanne, we have this podcast where we share everything we know about self-development, spirituality, sustainability, and overall, how we can really shine from the inside out and show up as the best versions of ourselves, because we really believe that is how we create a better planet. And it sounds like a cliche maybe, and this is like where the work is. I believe it's more about an inside job than an outside job. But the amazing thing is that the results show up on the outside when you just conquer yourself. And for that will forever fascinate me. This week's guest is Min and Gard. They are two boys from Oslo and the founders of the Instagram profile Vegan Boys, or in Norwegian, Veganegutta. Min and Gard both started to share vegan recipes online as they made a transition into eating more plants and now vegan food. They are also boyfriends, work together and live together. And we really tap into this and talk about the challenges, benefits, and how they balance it all. In this conversation, we also talk about perfectionism, creativity, dreams, going with the flow, and how to hold on to our visions. And I think it was such a beautiful moment in the conversation where Min shares that when they just started dating, they talked about how they wanted to create this universe or this place where they could work and live by their own values and really have an impact on the world. And I really love that they shared this because everything starts with a dream. And we share this so much in the membership, in our course Radical Courage, in our book Radical Courage, basically in every single episode of this podcast. Allow yourself to dream and dream big. And Min and Gard's story is really a testament to what happens when you start to believing in yourself, sharing out of passion, and really having this vision of what kind of life they want to create for themselves. They also share so openly and vulnerably on how it is to work together as boyfriends and how they really are learning to take care of themselves, their wellness routines, and also what are the challenging parts about being an entrepreneur. And Suzanne and I could literally talk with them for hours. It's so interesting to hear about, you know, people going on a sort of similar path, but also so different because we're all super unique and we can all learn from each other. And I'm definitely looking so much forward to sharing a meal with these boys when we are in Oslo. And I really hope you enjoy the episode. And as always, we just love connecting with you and hearing your feedback and what resonated for you. So if you tag us on Instagram, we will of course see it and share it. And yeah, we just love hearing from you. So I really hope you enjoy the episode, and warmly welcome to Min and Gard from Veganegutta, the Vegan Boys.
Welcome back to the Radical Broccoli podcast, and today to our very special guests. They are called Veganegutta in Norwegian, meaning the vegan boys, the vegan guys. And these guys just inspire us a lot. And welcome, Gard, Min, so awesome to have you here today. How are you feeling?
Thank you so much.
I'm feeling great.
Yes.
So nice to be here.
Yes, and thanks for that lovely introduction. We are very happy to talk to you guys.
Yeah.
Cool. I love that.
Yeah, we have a lot of things that we are curious about when it comes to you. You have created a big platform where you share lots of recipes about vegan food and try to inspire. I mean, I guess your main goal is to inspire people to eat more plants, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Our main goal has been, yeah. to increase some positivity around veganism and vegan food in general.
Yes, our biggest goal for our platform is to show that the vegan food is so easy to make and affordable, and
it can be juicy and super good.
Yes. We also think that there's not a lot of boys that talks about veganism. So that was very nice that we had the chance to introduce our voices.
That's so good. And I also think it's really interesting that you work together as a couple. So that's also something I want to dig into more later, because as you know, I work with my sister, it's different, but it also like working together with someone so close, I know it can be interesting and amazing.
Definitely.
So that's also something I'm curious about. And I'm really want to start a little bit with the beginning, like how long have you been interested in food and veganism, and was it something that you discovered together, or was it before you met, or how did this all start?
I can say that my relationship to food was very it wasn't there. It was very practical. I ate a lot of meat and dairy products growing up, and didn't quite understand the veganism and the vegetarians until I met some of my friends that was vegetarians. And when we started Vegan Gutta, the food was just so important. Yeah. And I got so many, there was so many possibilities, and the love for food was really strong when I just discovered veganism.
Yeah. For me, I've always been, how can I say this? Food has always been a big part of my life. When I was growing up, my mom and dad would always make like these most delicious meals, and food was a big part of our family dynamic. But I grew up like art with the meat and dairy products and like a normal diet, if you can say that. But for me, it was a catalyst. It was like a revelation I had when I was going to the grocery store after moving out for myself. I bought a chicken for 30 kroner, which is like $3 or 3 euros. And I was like, after buying that, I was just like starting to think, and I was like, how is this chicken only worth 30 kroner? This is like a whole life. And I started to, that's like when everything started to start in my head, at least. And that's when I started to try to eat more plant-based. During that journey, I met Card, and we helped each other in that journey towards more plant-based life. And we found out that by trying not to focus so much on what kind of animals we were going to eat, and trying to look up towards the plants, we discovered that there are so many possibilities, like God said, and there's so many ways you can make food with plants, and so many tastes to discover. So our love for food increased actually when we tried to become vegans.
And our relationship to food has been so much stronger after we changed.
In what way is the relationship to food? Is it because now it's making you excited, or is it more meaningful, or how has it changed?
I mean, you are so creative, and you experiment with so many vegetables that you haven't even heard of recently, like earlier. Because before it was just fish and meat, and it was just to make something, because everyone else ate meat, so why shouldn't I?
You were kind of like in a, how can you say, a matrix, like you were in your own bubble, like you were so used to things being in a certain way that you didn't think about how else you could do things. So when we started to make vegan food, we found out that things don't have to be in a certain way, and that things that you can do things differently and still enjoy the food and enjoy and cherish those memories we had around the dinner table when we were younger. And that kind of moment and that kind of realization reflected in other ways in our lives, especially when we were starting to make a business and trying to make, like when we started with Barnegutta, we kind of deviate from that blueprint in life that you have to that you have to finish a certain education and get a job and get kids. There's always like this blueprint that people expect you to follow, I feel like. And when we became vegans and started to discover vegan food, we found out that it doesn't necessarily have to be that way for us to enjoy life.
Wow. Yeah, that's so interesting how food can really open up this big aha experience in so many things of life. Like, you grow up thinking like you have to eat a certain way and that your life is supposed to look a certain way. And then you stop and you're like, you question it and you realize there's something better. And then, at least for me, I realized that was in all life areas.
That's so true. And because we're growing up and be like, people say, you can do whatever you want. And then people start growing up and the things like taking a master's degree and taking that, buying our first apartment. And when you maybe quit your job and do something else, people will be like, but what about money? And what about all those stuff? And then I'm like, but didn't you just say that you have to follow your dream? You know?
Exactly.
It's, so it's just so, I mean, I have to say it.
It's a paradox.
Yes.
It's so contradicting.
That's so funny. Yeah, totally agree. 100%. It's like, you can do whatever you want within this box.
Yeah, exactly.
And we will accept you.
And if you like have a job and you have an apartment, people will like ask you questions and they'll be like, okay, that's fine. I mean, that's just, it's fine.
Like, there's a blueprint in life. There's also like a manuscript, some types of conversations follow. Mm-hmm. And when you don't give them the expected answer, they just like don't know how to go on with that conversation.
Yeah,
it doesn't necessarily have to be like bad intentions or anything, but just, maybe you guys felt it that way too.
It's good, like surprising people, making them think differently. I think that's how at least the four of us chose to live, and we're going to see reactions for that. And that's how we make that actual change. But I'm curious, where did you find inspiration in the beginning to change your diet?
Oh, to me, I don't know. When I was eating out at the restaurants and everything, I always order like the steak or anything, and my friends ordered the vegetarian dishes and it always looked better. I mean, it looked so much refreshing, and I was like, I would want that, you know? And then we discovered a lot of possibilities with vegan food online with the co-creators and YouTube. And yeah, doesn't necessarily have to mean that you have to eat steak every day. You can make steak out of like seitan, everything. So by exploring every possibility, we became more known of the ways of creating good meals.
For me, I grew up with meat, but it wasn't necessarily like the main part of the meal. I was more accustomed to things like tofu and raw food, and I come from a culture where we can eat like, we can have a meal without meat. So for me, it was more normalized, I can say. So when I have known about vegetarianism for a long time, and it was more common in Burma, where I come from. So for me, it wasn't that big of a shock, I guess. But my inspiration comes from the food I grew up with, and also the food I grew up with.
But also we talked about we're inspired by what we grew up with and how we can take that to our meals today.
Yes, so because some people believe that when you try to make things plant-based, that you have to give up on the food you ate when you were younger and the memories that are associated with that. But it doesn't necessarily have to be like that. We can recreate the taste and cherish those memories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so true. And what is the difference you've felt in yourself and in your life when you did this change? Has it been, I mean, for you, was it mostly motivated by animal welfare, or was it health, or what was like the main drivers to
For me, it was animal welfare. So after changing to a vegan diet, I felt like I was living more in tune with my own values and morals. Mm. Don't get me wrong. I think everybody loves animals and nobody wants harm to animals. But for me, at least, it made more sense that I didn't eat the animals if I love them.
Yeah. And same with me, it was definitely animal welfare. And a big bonus was the climate. And I felt better, and I felt more clean in a way.
Yeah.
And
less bloated.
Yes. So yeah, a lot of different things. Climate, animal welfare, yeah, health.
The climate part and the health part is also a big motivation, though.
Definitely.
It's like, yeah.
Mm. It's a big bonus.
Yeah, they say that it's the single most efficient action we can take as people to reduce our environmental footprint.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Yep. Even the Miljödirektoratet.
Department?
Something official. They said that it's the most, it's the best thing an individual can do.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is a great reminder to our listeners. And it doesn't mean you have to go all the way and become vegan and change your whole life. It means that one plant-based meal at the time has such a huge effect. And just know that, and know that it makes a difference what you do. Because I think some people think that, we're so many people, it doesn't matter what I do.
Mm. So true.
Yeah.
It's so cliche to say, but you have to start with yourself. Like, you have to try to change the things you want in your life and try to be what you want to be for it to become that, if that makes sense.
It's so funny that the cliche is like, be the part you want to see in the world. Like the thing you saw on Tumblr and Pinterest. It's like...
It's true though. It's so true.
Yeah.
And it's a lot easier to change yourself than try to change other people. Like, it's a lot easier to explore your own mind. Than exploring someone else, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
totally. And I think that it's an important reminder. And I always think, like, if you don't believe in yourself, like, what do you believe in?
I know.
If you don't believe that you can actually take some different action, I mean, that's the most empowering thing there is. Mm-hmm. So I think, food is just such a great... door to open, because you can explore so much more of yourself in this way. But I'm curious, when you started to eat more vegan food and, you know, changed your diet, was there any reactions
from
friends, from family, or was it like cool?
The family part was kind of I don't know. We have a lot of friends that are vegetarians, so that was like zero problem. But I think my family was a bit surprised in a way.
Yeah.
And they were like, okay, because it was all of a sudden. I mean,
yeah, in your case, it was kind of fast.
It was quite fast. Yeah. Yes. I've been thinking about it for some years. And then one day came, I'm like, okay, let's do this.
Mm. So, at least for the meat part, like not eating meat was very easy for you.
Yeah. So I transitioned like slowly, but to them it was kind of, I also kept it to myself in a way also. And then now they were totally fine with it.
Mm-hmm.
And
very cheerful.
Yes. But our friends were like, it was just normal to them, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I was kind of lucky because I was not the first person in my family to become vegan.
I was.
my sister had been vegan for about a year, I think, before me, and I kind of like went behind her and just I got kind of sheltered from the reactions, I guess. And my mom and dad, they were never like, you have to eat meat to survive or anything, because they know that they are also used to vegetarians. But they were like, but do you have to be like so strict? Like, can't you just take a little bit of meat or just a little bit of milk?
Yes.
But after a while, they kind of understood. For me, it has been it wasn't that difficult, actually, to be honest. I think I was quite lucky.
And do you think that it would be different if you weren't so sure inside of you, if you were thinking within that, okay, maybe I'll be a little bit flexible or I'll see how it goes, would the reactions be different then, you think?
I think if I was unsure with my own conviction for veganism, then I would have turned back, I think. Because people, there's so much pressure around me about the choice, and they're like, there's so many reactions that are like, why do you have to deviate so much from this path? Why can't you just walk this path like everybody else? I think if I'm gonna be honest, then I would have chosen differently. I know some people that have been vegan for a couple of years and they have gone back because it was so difficult in a social life, like when you go to dinners and when you meet families, and especially Christmas.
Yeah, that's understandable.
It's very understandable.
And when did this turn into a brand and a business? How did that transition go? When did it start? When did the idea come? How? We want to know everything.
Well,
we would love to say that it was planned, but it wasn't really planned. It just kind of happened.
Yeah.
And we took it one step at a time, I guess. Definitely. We started in my
studio apartment,
student apartment. It was like 25 square meters.
Yeah, that's really small.
Really small apartment.
The smallest kitchen I've ever been to.
So tiny.
we were making vegan food like a lot in a period during COVID, actually. And then suddenly we were like, why can't anyone like see all this?
Yeah, why can't we show people how good this is?
I know.
Yeah.
And to like, it's easy to get to buy from the store. It's available. And then we talked about it, and then we're discussing it. And then one day I came home from work, and then you made an account.
Yeah.
And then
we had like pitched back and forth, like what would be the name, what would we even call ourselves?
Yes.
And then we were like, but we can't really find that many boys that talk about veganism. And I at least felt the stereotype that veganism was for quote unquote girls, if I can say that, and that men should be eating meat and so on.
To be strong and to get the protein and eat meat to become a real man, you know, all those commercials. We felt like a disconnect there.
Yeah, so we were like, when we're gonna make a point out of us being guys, I guess.
Yeah. And then I think our message was, because it went really fast from there, I guess we got a lot of followers, and we thought, okay, wow, the way we're showing it maybe is something people want. Like a positive vibe. And then from there it's been,
we've always been very like, we have to do this in a positive way.
Yes.
Because we don't want more negativity around the word vegan, I guess.
Yeah.
Like the stereotypes that are out there. So we want to contribute in a positive way.
Yeah. So it was so funny, and suddenly we were like, oh, Radical Broccoli is following us. Wow. This has to be.
I have to be honest, I thank you a little bit.
And yeah.
I
was like,
That's so
yeah,
funny.
I remember when we found you. I was like, yes, this is so amazing.
Yeah.
And
you were so well, and you were like, the boys talking about veganism. And we were like, yay.
Yeah. Aww. We were really stoked to find you, like, proud, and oh, it was so cool. Mm. I mean, it still is amazing.
That's so nice.
And how, I mean, you've grown a lot since you started your account in a very short amount of time. How has that been to just get followers from everywhere, like growing so fast?
It's been so much fun. Like waking up to like TV shows want us on their program, yeah. To like big news like NRK and VG and
yeah, we're not used to that.
No, and not at all.
No media training at all. And
nope.
We're just like,
what
let's
are we doing?
Do this.
Like we were just experiencing and just like let's just because some people were like okay another account maybe they're like begin and then they stop for like after 4 months but after we increased all of our followers we were like wow this could be something
and I remember when we first met like in the first months when we were dating we were both like it would be so fun to create our own universe, like create our own thing and kind of like live on our own thing.
Yes,
you know,
where we have our values and we can create something of our own.
Yeah, that reflects us as persons and as people, I mean.
Yeah.
And
the thing is we love to create and we're like doers and we love to create our own platform. So that's a good thing that we have that in common.
Yeah.
And
then when we got the followers and when we got invited to TV shows and newspapers, I guess, we were like, we can do something with this.
Yes.
We can be a positive
impact.
Yeah. We can make a positive impact.
Yeah.
And yeah.
So yeah, it's been a roller coaster since then and it's so much fun.
Yeah. Super inspiring. So it's fun to follow your journey.
Yeah.
Has it been challenging for you?
We talked a little bit about this because we are boyfriends and we do live together and
we work together.
We work together and we're friends and
we do everything together.
Yes.
It becomes too much sometimes, to be honest. If you can say that, sometimes.
Yeah.
We are like everything for each other.
Yeah.
And in a way, we're very lucky that we can live like that together.
Yeah.
And that we have this life that we built together.
Yep.
But at the same time, it's like a double-edged sword. Like sometimes it can be like challenging.
Yeah. Mm. Because we have to be colleagues and have to say the right thing.
Yeah, sometimes you don't even know if you're talking to your boyfriend or if you're talking to your colleague, you know?
Yeah.
These moments kind of mesh together and...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we're quite the same person, but we're also a bit different than the way we work also.
Yeah, I'm very detail-oriented, very perfectionist, so I can spend a lot of time on one project.
And last minute person.
And a very last minute person. So I will like postpone and postpone and postpone. And it's so cliche, but it's because I want to do things very well that I have difficulty starting on projects.
Yeah. And I love to be prepared. I love to at least deliver 2 days before the deadline just to be like, oh, you know.
You're like a free spirit in a way, but also planned.
Yeah.
And yeah.
So how did you, are you different in that way or are you like the similar when you work together?
We're so no, it's, different.
Yeah. It's really fun to listen to actually. Just like you two really, you really sort of fill out where the other one maybe is lacking and you have opposite qualities, which is like
yes.
The most beautiful thing. They can also be the most challenging thing and we're the same.
That's so true. The things I'm good at and things you're good at, we can like
fulfill each other.
Yes, and that's so meaningful. And also we know what we know each other's strengths and weaknesses also, like yeah, all in all, it's very nice to be business partners.
And we love to have like a life we have created for ourselves, and we are so excited to see where this road is headed. But at the same time, I have to admit at least that it can be challenging at times. Like if you have a 9-to-4 job, then it's like there's less risk. It's more secure. But now things are kind of like floating, and you have to kind of follow the flow where it goes. But even though that's fine, sometimes if you're having a really bad day, it can be like, or, what am I gonna do?
Or if we both have a bad day, then
it goes straight down.
Yeah. No, but that's so true, because you kind of start to, you have each other, and then you rely on, you know, each other. And if one if both of you are feeling like you can't hold up this trust, then it can be challenging. But business is also for me like the greatest self-development mirror, because it always shows you where you have to grow, and which is great, but it goes fast. I think that's also like when you do everything yourself, you have to learn so much faster than if you were in a different kind of job where kind of someone told you what to do and then you go home and then it's done.
Yeah.
So true.
And do you have specific roles in your business, or do you just do a little bit of everything, both of you?
We do a little bit of everything.
Yeah,
to be honest.
And something is like very automatically, some tasks we do are automatically.
Yeah, in the beginning it was very fluid. Like we didn't know who we're doing what. But now it's more common that I take pictures and edit pictures and like.
Yeah, I'm the creative one. I can write and I can like design.
Mm-hmm. But the food we make together.
Yeah.
That's the one part we do together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he writes the recipes and like the wording around it while I take the pictures and try to match the tone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good combination, actually.
Yeah.
Mm. It sounds really cozy, though.
On the surface.
Always happy cooking together.
No.
What do you do when it gets tough, if both of you are down, if you like had too much of each other? What do you do individually in that moment to take care of yourself?
I think that we're so like on top of each other all the time, like in the same room and in the same space, that we sometimes just need to just walk away from the situation,
take a breather.
Yes. And do our own things for some hours or even a day to really balance out.
And sometimes like I can be feeling things you're feeling, kind of in a way, and your stress is becoming my stress, and sometimes I need to like disconnect from that and just like, wait, I'm not stressed, but I'm getting stressed because you're stressed, you know.
And anxiety also.
But sometimes it's good to like take a breather from each other, I feel like.
Yeah.
And it can be like, we can also, but yeah, sorry. We can, sometimes we have like some, we used to have dates, date nights where we like try to only be boyfriends, you know, like create that feeling where we were only not business partners, but just boyfriends.
Yeah.
And we also like take mountain trips and stuff.
Yeah.
To
not focus on work when we're together, but I mean, that's impossible also.
Yeah.
Like, there's always, like, work. We're talking about work, but in a fun way, you know?
Yeah.
So that's good.
Sorry, I lost what I was going to say, and I was just like...
Yeah. No, it was perfectly described. So you have sort of tools for when you have to separate, when it's too much, but also, like, how to find a way to really appreciate each other again, to have this quality time together. And I think it's so important to know that relationships you actually have to nurture. I think a lot of people think that just because you do something together or it's a match, like it comes automatically, but actually have to like constantly give it love and give it respect.
Exactly.
And feed it. Yeah.
so important. Because like in the end we love each other and this is all fun, you know. And it's important to remember that, and that it's not all just work.
You have to enjoy the journey.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah,
and to be happy that we're creating our own lives and our own work.
It's easier said than done, though. Sometimes you kind of forget that this is just for fun, and this is just something you're not just for fun, but yeah, it's something you have to enjoy while you're doing it.
Yeah,
it can become like a performance that you have to perform.
Yeah,
because it's like if you go to a job, you will get that
salary.
Yeah, no matter like what happens. Mm. I feel like.
But now we really have to work for it to be like to get the first of all to get the money
and bills,
and deliver so people can say, oh, these.
But not just money; it can also be like self-development. Like you always want to be the best version of yourself, and you want to create something that you're very proud of. Mm. And it can be kind of too much focus on perfection, at least for my part.
Do you find it hard to be happy with your work or what you deliver? Or is it always the feeling that, not always, but it's often a feeling that, oh, it should have been this way or that way or better?
It's funny because when we do it 110% in everything we do, I feel like. and when we look back at it, we were like, okay, what was that? You know? What the hell was that? Sometimes.
Yeah.
But most of the times we're happy to with everything we create.
Yeah.
I feel like it.
Yeah, I thought I have something to add, but no, I don't have anything to add.
Oh, that's great to hear. That's a big accomplishment. I think it's easy to get caught up in your own, as you were talking about, perfectionism, or like not feeling like you ever achieve to the point that you want to, even though on the outside it looks amazing and perfect and so much more.
I have to add that like we only have the account for 1.5 years or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we're still in that developing event. We're like figuring out what is our brand, what is our profile. Mm-hmm. So we're I feel like we're still in that phase.
Yeah, that where we're still kind of experimenting with the content.
Yeah.
Seeing which direction we're going to head in.
What works, what doesn't work. Mm. Yeah.
And then sometimes the rules of the game change.
Yeah.
And do you have any, now you had it for 1.5 years, but do you have any like dreams and visions of what you want to, where you want to take the account or like what you want to build that you can share? I mean, you don't have to share it, but...
We do have a lot of projects and goals for the future.
Yeah.
And now I think we're just going to enjoy the ride and see where this is going. I feel like so far so good, actually. We love to have this account. And
the dream is to be able to like live off the account. Or like we're doing it now, but in a way that can support us like both financially when I'm done with studying. But that's
maybe in the future.
But our main goal has always been to spread like love for plant-based food and build those positive associations with veganism. We have to keep that goal in mind while we're doing what we're doing. Go towards that, I feel like.
And is it inspiring? Is it like new things popping out everywhere in Norway? Is it developing fast in the vegan world?
Like the last years has been crazy. Like when we started, it was okay.
To be honest, like Norway has always been slower to...
The other countries,
it's older than other countries in regards to vegan products and stuff. But recently, there has been a lot of products that are coming in the market.
Yeah, And also restaurants introduce like vegan menus, and they're now opened a new vegan store with 100% plant-based food, which was like, that's in the right direction, I feel like.
Yeah.
So that's also funny, because when we, after 1.5 years, we can see that the plant-based food and living greener and everything has been more and more popular.
Like, yeah, I feel like the green wave is here to stay.
Yes.
And people have becoming more and more green.
Yeah. And that we're all surfing on it at the moment.
Yeah, that's so cool. That's a bit different from here in Portugal, I think. It's a bit slower actually here. I know that. Yeah, and we thought that Norway was really slow, but I think we're always looking to Sweden and Denmark or the States or England. And there it's, and Germany has always been a pioneer.
Yep. Here. Yeah, we were in Lisbon, and they had a lot of great.
Lisbon is getting places.
Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of options, and in the big cities, they have such amazing food and restaurants and things like that. So it can be a combination of that. You know, we're not fully integrated in the society here. We don't know of all the events and stuff. But I kind of see it. I feel like there's a bit more buzz around it in Norway. I'm not sure if that's accurate or not. But
yeah, no, I think just, you know, if you take the average family, like not the young people in the city, but here in Portugal, then I don't think it's still like it needs more fuel to know why is it better to eat more plants? Like why should we do that when the traditional food is this and this and this?
Yeah.
And I think maybe that's the same in Norway once you get outside of Oslo, and it's just different, but I think the world is heading in the right direction. I know many people would argue the opposite, but I don't know.
It's true. I feel like when as you said, Suzanne, it's like the big cities are really developing very fast, and the smaller cities are falling after. But I feel like the majority of the Norwegians are like, I think they all know that we have to eat more greens.
Yeah, I think so.
How is that in Portugal? Does people have that reflection?
I'm not 100% sure. I feel like in Norway there have been so many amazing pioneers who have spoken so loudly about it. Take Gunnar Stordalen and everything she's done to create this awareness, you know, on all levels. And I think that, I mean, she's even like in Norway, our stepdad, who would be the traditional, I always out him, but he's like the traditional, I don't want to eat plants person. And during COVID, he went fully vegetarian, you know, and I mean, we've been trying to like show him things for 5 years, and now he's like taking this new pride and literally wants to do it for health, for the environment, for his grandkids, you know. And so I think there's been a big mental shift in Norway that I haven't seen here. But at the same time, I'm not 100% sure. Maybe it is further than I have seen. But I think that, you know, the job that you do, that, so like all of this is so important in creating this awareness and just this, you know, everybody now, I feel like, has it in the back of their mind.
Yeah.
And that is just a huge difference than when we started in like 2018. Oh my God. Then it was like,
when you guys were early out. And like,
yeah, we were early.
we would not be here if we weren't for you guys. And my goodness, is gone. And the other amazing creators out there. Paved the way.
That's so true what you said, Annette. There's so many big names now that are like spreading positive message.
Yeah,
and we love that.
Yeah, I think it's strengthening. The more people who join that, the better. And I think it's not saturated. It's not enough accounts now that do vegan, plant-based food, that do inspiration, because everyone has such a different taste. And everyone's going to connect to different accounts, and you can watch more at the same time. You can do a little bit of this and a little bit of that. So if anyone who's listening feels like, oh, they have this dream, they have this feeling inside that this is something they want to do, but they're scared that there are too many doing it. I think that's not true at all. I invite so many more to come on the scene.
Yeah, we need all the colors of the rainbow.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's what's so cool about eating plants, because you also notice, like, okay, every single plant is so different and weird and like, just like us humans, why are we trying to all be one thing when it's like there's so many possibilities. Exactly.
That's so funny, because when we meet vegans now, or people who eat plant based, we kind of like have that in common, and people are so excited. Like a little group.
Yeah.
Community.
Yes.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
So in our podcast, we talk a lot about taking care of ourselves, and for us, ever since we started the business, I guess that's why we also started a business. It has been a big priority, because we understood after burnouts and after being exhausted that we didn't really function. And when we didn't function, the business didn't function. So we had to make it a priority. But I'm curious, do you have any things you do in your everyday life to take care, better care of yourself, especially now that you're working a lot and like creating a lot? Is there anything that you're implementing that you want to share?
I feel like our work is on social media. That could be...
It can be overstimulating sometimes.
Yes. So to kind of like balance that out, we just need to disconnect.
Do the exact opposite.
Yes. Yeah.
As I mentioned earlier, like we go to hiking trips, sleep outside in tents, try not to be like so deep in the online world. But other than that, there can be like small measures. For me, I love skincare. So like it takes like 5 minutes of my evening, and I can do that. That's like my time, like those 5 minutes are my sacred time. And just having that little routine where I can take care of myself, I feel like
that gives you energy.
It gives me energy to like stand up in the morning and do what I do. Like the small things.
For me, it's like I love to have like moments for myself. Like I love to wake up really early before everyone else.
You are a morning bird.
Yes. To have like an hour to myself before the day starts. Because then you can like, oh, you're ready. And I feel like I always done this actually.
Yeah, you wake up like 6 a.m.
Yeah.
While I'm like, maybe 9, maybe 10.
Still sleeping. To create, as we talked about, create time to ourselves is so important. And just little things, it helps.
It doesn't need to be like a large routine.
No, to go on a trip or no.
For us, it's like the small things. And for me, it's the skincare. And sometimes I can like watch 30 minutes of a really, really, really bad TV series and just don't have to think at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To do nothing.
Very important.
Yeah.
Love to hear that. Very inspiring.
What about you guys? I would love to like, do you have small rituals?
Do you want to go, Annette, first?
Yeah, sure. I think for me, it's the same, like disconnecting from my phone and getting out in nature is number one. And I think I basically do that every day, one way or another. And that's also why I wanted to live, for example, in Portugal or Costa Rica, where I like spend a lot of time in nature, basically. But for me, other than that, I think therapy is actually one of my one of my tools that I love. Also because I really like, I don't know, I'm very interested in going like deeper and learning more about myself. And it's also a big passion and it helps me a lot. But like you say, it's the small things every day, like, taking a walk and breathing and... Maybe I love dancing in the morning. That's also a big one. Putting on music that really makes me feel happy and puts me in a good mood.
I sing a lot in the morning.
I love that.
That That's so true.
You know I'm happy if I sing.
I know. When Min sings, it means he's happy. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to shut up.
That's so cute. I love that. Yeah. Yeah, I feel I do a lot of the same things as all of you guys. But also want to add meditation in there. It's one of my favorite things to disconnect, to relax, to go within, and to sometimes when all of those thoughts get very overwhelming in every direction, I get confused and overwhelmed, and then you have online stuff and Instagram and la la la. I just need to put it all away and lay down and breathe. And it doesn't mean the thoughts go away, but I can observe them. I can be behind that and just be like, oh, I'm thinking that. Oh, I'm thinking that. Instead of being opinionating and getting caught up in it, it just kind of loosens the grip and I feel relaxed, or else I can get very physically tense in my body. And so also yoga, stretching, just those wellness things. And yeah, being a lot outside in the ocean, surfing, nature.
Yeah, we also love yoga. And
we're not pro at it, but we do it sometimes.
Yeah. And when we were in Portugal, we were like in the ocean a lot every day, I feel like. And it was just so like
liberating.
So liberating. And even though the water was still a bit cold.
Yeah, very.
You're like, this is fun. No, it was nice.
Yeah.
It's refreshing.
It never really gets warm. That's the truth. It's always that cold, yeah. Because they don't have a Gulf Stream here like in Norway, so it's a little secret that people discover when they come here.
But at the same time, it's so hot. So when you go like into the fresh ocean, I mean, it cools you off.
Yeah.
And I just love the big waves. Oh my God.
Yeah. Fascinating to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. And are you going to have some vacation over the summer? Are you working? What are your summer plans?
At the moment, we're working on a big project.
Yes. Can't reveal all the deets.
No, but it will come really soon to everyone who listens.
Good.
We are just thinking like one day at a time.
One day at a time.
Yes.
Yeah.
We would love to go to our cabin in the west of Norway.
Yes. We recently were in Portugal, as we spoke about.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we had a really nice week there, where we met Yusufan. It was so lovely.
Yeah.
Next time you're joining in it.
For sure.
Yeah, it was super nice, and that vacation was kind of spontaneous in a way.
Yeah.
We didn't have anything planned. We were just following the flow.
Rented a car, and that's a new experience. To drive in Portugal was something different. It was so nice.
You did well, though.
Yeah, thank you. So, yeah.
Cool.
That's amazing. And, for people who want to, I have one last question I want to ask before that. What is your current favorite recipe?
At the moment, oh my God, you made something really nice yesterday, actually.
Yeah, it was a Burmese tofu salad.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a tofu made of soybeans. It's tofu made of chickpea flour.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, it was amazing.
It's so good, yeah.
And it's kind of raw food, because raw food is actually very common in Burma. I
know that.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was amazing. A tofu salad that we will release soon.
Yeah. Wow. Can't wait to try that.
Yeah.
They can send you the recipe.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Love it. Do you make the tofu yourself or do you buy that finished?
We make it ourselves. It doesn't take a lot of time.
No, it's super simple.
Really?
And the salad is also super good. It's with caramelized onions or garlic and some lime.
Vegan fish sauce
or salt or soy sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's like I always crave Burmese food. That's a go-to.
That's a go-to.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I really, and now I got really hungry.
Yeah, me too.
You also make a lot of good food.
Yeah, but I'm always like need to get inspired to create something new. I'm very much a habit person, so that's why I love following different accounts and getting, the inspiration.
Mm-hmm. Can I just ask one thing? My impression is like that you guys eat a lot of whole foods.
Mm.
That's true, right?
Yeah, I would say, yeah.
Sounds like you're hiding.
What's your best whole food recipe?
I think something called potato nuts.
Yes, I saw that you made that.
Yeah,
it's so good.
It's so delicious. It's like it's a healthy nacho recipe where you make everything from scratch. You bake potatoes in the oven in slices, and then you make a cashew sour cream. So it's like soaked cashews in the blender with garlic and lime and salt. And then you make a mango salsa with tomato, mango, avocado, lime. And then you can add black beans to get some protein in there. And then you layer it. So you layer all the potatoes out, you add the salsa beans, and then you drizzle over the cashew sauce on top and add lots of cilantro.
Wow.
Mm.
We should definitely have a collaboration when we create that.
Yeah, I would love that. And we've made it for a lot of our family members and friends, and they've all...
Everybody approves of it.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they start making it, even though they're not into vegan food or...
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, the cashew cream, I love it.
Yeah, cashew is so amazing.
It's so good.
Yeah, you know, I'm thinking when me and Suze go to Norway, we have to have like a night where we make food together. And,
oh, yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
100%.
We're available. Just come.
Amazing. I'm excited.
What's your favorite breakfast, though?
Oh, you know what? I love pancakes. I love like steamed pancakes.
Yes.
And we have this orange sauce that we make. It's super easy.
Yeah.
It's just... orange juice and some fresh oranges in like small bites,
mm-hmm.
and sugar, and it becomes like a syrup, orange syrup.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
And if you don't have time, I love to have like a regular avocado toast. I love that. And the smoothie.
That's actually a new thing that we have for me at least. It's a new thing to eat smoothie for breakfast, and it's so refreshing. Like,
yeah,
I feel so much better throughout the day.
Yeah. For getting the digestion and everything, yeah.
Yeah, getting all those vitamins, minerals, the greens. Yeah, me and Annette, we're big on smoothies, as I think everyone knows. But,
we've seen.
Yeah. We love them green.
I think that's what we're most known for, food-wise, smoothies.
Yeah,
but it's such a good way to get in the healthy powders like spirulina, which is super high in lots of nutrients like iron and even protein. So I feel like you can make such a nutrient dense shake and then have that instead of taking vitamins, or like that's a good way for me at least to get all my intakes covered and to feel really boosted and energized.
Spirulina, I still haven't tried it actually.
No,
but it looks so nice to just make something out of it.
Just try it. You can try it in a smoothie with, let's say, frozen mangoes and papaya and banana, and then some leafy greens like spinach. And then if you add like a teaspoon, start small with spirulina.
Yeah,
it's an algae, so it can taste a little bit like, whoa, what's this, if you have too much. But I recommend to not take it in water. Just put it in the smoothie and it kind of will be disguised. And
it'll give it an amazing color.
Yeah.
Yes.
And with time, you learn to love the taste. I think both you and me love the taste, Annette.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have to try it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Write it down. Yes.
Yeah. Guys, amazing.
It's a good one. Just get it from a good brand, because some of them aren't sourced the best way. But
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Like many other things.
Like many other things. Like the quality of the food we buy is very, very important.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. We have some recipes going here.
Coming up, you guys.
Everyone hungry.
Amazing. Before we end, is there anything that you have on your heart that you would want to share with people listening? If it is like, yeah, is there anything more you want to say, or do you feel like we touched upon the most important?
I think we touched upon the most important, and yeah, I would just love to talk to you guys about creating our own lives and creating the life you want to have, which is possible.
Yeah.
And we're super thankful that we have had this opportunity to be on this podcast with you guys.
Yes. And connect with your followers and yeah, to share some thoughts. I think we're actually agree on very similar things. Which is nice.
Yeah.
We hope the listeners have enjoyed this as much as we have.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so lovely to talk to you. And I feel like we had, as you said, we have so much in common. We share perspectives on the life of being an entrepreneur, of being a creator, of going into the vegan world, of showing up to these shows and stuff, like totally un-media trained. And we know all those feelings, and we're just human, all of us, figuring it out.
Exactly.
It's so nice to talk to someone who knows exactly how it has been.
Yes.
Has been through that journey.
And I feel like we could just talk and talk and talk.
Yeah, we'll continue this conversation over some delicious food. I feel it.
Oh, I can't wait.
Amazing. Well, we want to thank you so much for taking the time. And you can find the account at the Veganegutta on Instagram, and you have a beautiful web page as well. It's the same, veganegutta.no. And we will link everything in the show notes so you can find it easily. But yeah.
Thanks so much for having us. It was so nice to chat with you guys.
Likewise. Nice.
Yeah. Thank you. You have great energy.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh. Okay, rounding it up, wishing you a beautiful day, and thank you again for coming, and I hope we've inspired some people to eat some more plants.